not much new to report on the Dylan Larkin trade front. Yesterday, a list of three teams he apparently preferred that the Red Wings trade him to was made public. Vegas, Florida, and Minnesota. That was met with a collective kind of a you'll go where we trade you and you'll like it type of response from Red Wing fans.
As you would expect. But I mean, if you're Dylan Larkin's camp, are we going to handle anything differently? You're going to, okay, it's a negotiation. You're my top three destinations.
Yeah, it depends how written in stone this list is. And we don't know that. Okay. We don't know if the Red Wings themselves might have said, give us your top three. And he may say, oh, okay, well, here are my top three. Or it might be, I want these three and these three only, and it's written in stone, chiseled, in which case, you know, I don't feel like he deserves any sympathy if he doesn't get traded. This is like, hey, I'd like you to do me a solid, and I'd like you to do it at your own detriment, is a scenario that nobody's on board with in Metro Detroit. Okay, fine. You want traded out? How do you get this to be make the best of a bad situation? Chances are it's not to limit yourself to the three teams of your choice, which those three teams, I mean, how about the Red Wings choose the three teams? How about that?
Right.
How about the Red Wings say, okay, so we own your rights. You're under contract to play for us. You want to be traded. We'll be choosing the three teams, sir. And if he has a no trade clock, you've earned that. That's great. You can void these trades. Then, as a texter said yesterday, we'll see you at practice.
Yeah. Eventually, if I'm Steve Yzerman, if this is all he's going to work with, and you're like, well, I don't think either one of these three teams are going to give us an opportunity to improve our team, so I'm not going to make a deal. You go back to Larkin and you say, okay, look, let's be realistic about this. Give me a list of teams you really don't want to play for, okay? Yeah. We'll try to work that way. We'll try to find some common ground.
Let's invert this.
Yeah, give me the 10 teams that you're like, absolutely not. Like, you don't want to play in Salt Lake City, or you don't want to play in Winnipeg or Ottawa, whatever it is, right? Give me those teams, and I'm going to work with the ones that are left over. And again, I have to do what's best for the Red Wings. And what's best for the Red Wings might be hanging on to Dylan Larkin.
Okay, the other trade story, of course, is Tarek Skubal. And ESPN yesterday sat down and had an interesting exercise where they asked the MLB experts to put on their GM hats, taking the reins of one team and pitching their best realistic offer to land Skubal. From there, ESPN's MLB draft and prospect analyst, Kylie McDaniel, evaluated each deal, dismissing those that came up short and finding ones that actually could get a blockbuster deal done this summer. So they had a bunch of teams put together these offers. And some of them were put in the not even close category. The A's offered 1, 2, 3, 4 players, and it said not even close. The Yankees, this was interesting. The Yankees offer was Spencer Jones, the outfielder that we've talked about, the right-hand pitcher Carlos LaGrange, and a right-hand pitcher Elmer Rodriguez. Said, not bad, but, and under the GM, the response was, unfortunately, even including all three of these prospects, wouldn't get it done because I got better offers than I was expecting from other teams. On pure regular season focus, model-driven math aimed at avoiding big mistakes, this is a solid, defensible offer. That, however, is not the mindset of other GMs brought in for this exercise. For reference, all three of these players, plus Dax Kirby, that would make the full offer my 2, 3, 4, and 5 of the Yankee prospects. So this would be just prospects, but it would be the Yankees 2, 3, 4. If some kind of three of their top five prospects.
Yeah, I'm looking at MLB pipeline for the prospects. Rodriguez is 2, Kilby's 3, LaGrange is 4, Spencer Jones is 6. You could have a basketball team with these guys, by the way.
They're big.
Rodriguez, a pitcher, is 6'4". LaGrange, a pitcher, is 6'7". Spencer Jones is 6'7". And Kilby is 6'2".
Spencer Jones is ranked higher by ESPN, but Spencer Jones is with the big club, correct?
Correct.
He's with the Yankees right now.
Yes.
Other interesting offers. The Brewers organization offered outfielder Luis Lara, who's the number 91 prospect in baseball, their number 6 organizational prospect, a third baseman named Andrew Fisher.
What was the first name you said?
Luis Lara.
Okay.
Number 91 prospect in baseball. The organization's number six prospect, a third baseman named Andrew Fisher, and a right-hand pitcher named Coleman Crow, who was drafted in 2019, is 25 years old and is still in the minors. Now, Milwaukee has an organization that's loaded. This feels like a very underwhelming offer from a Milwaukee team that's deep in prospects.
They're deep in prospects, but a lot of them, well, a couple of them are lower levels, but they've got a bunch of guys that are right at AAA. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Cubs offer was infielder Pedro Ramirez, outfielder Kevin Alcantara, and right-hand pitcher Jackson Wiggins. We've heard this one before. I think this exact offer speculated on by somebody else.
Oh, Wiggins is number three, and the other two guys are already with the team, right?
Yes. Not bad. Not bad at all. I want your take, though, on the one that got it done, which was the Dodgers offer. According to ESPN, the Dodgers offer right-handed pitcher Emmett Sheehan, outfielder Zaire Hope, and shortstop Aiden West gets it done. Sheehan is a good major league starter. Zaire Hope is a top 50 prospect. And Aiden West is a 19-year-old middle infielder who's playing in the Arizona Complex League, so he's rookie ball. And he's turning heads down there, but that's a long way away. This is considered the best offer put together by any beat writer to get Scooble. What do you make of this offer?
Well, Aiden West, I don't even see on their prospect list.
He's rookie ball. He hasn't shown up yet.
But still, he could still be on the top 30 list, and he's not. Zaire Hope is on a tear lately with their AA affiliate. There's a lot to like with him. He's their number two overall rated prospect, hitting .294 this year, .879 OPS. He's got 13 home runs and 55 RBIs in 54 games. There's a lot to like. But they've got so many prospects there that it feels like you could
do better.
You could probably get more than just that.
Well, here's a question I have about. So they add this right-hand pitcher, Emmett Sheehan, and the comment is he would immediately slot into Detroit's rotation.
I'm not so sure.
I'm not sure of that either. I mean, is he... He is with the big club right now, and I don't think he's killing it.
He is. He's thrown 59 innings.
Mm-hmm.
He has a WHIP of 1.21, which is okay, an ERA of 4.7. 64 strikeouts in 59 innings.
I mean, he's in the bigs, but
he's also he's 26. He'll be 27 later this year. I'm seeing if he's what he's done lately. Last game he pitched on Sunday, went an inning and a third, gave up three hits and two runs and two walks.
This is considered the best offer.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the pitcher necessarily, but they've got plenty in their system that would appeal to you if they're willing to part with, a couple of these players. And they've got outfielders that are at AA. They've got a bunch of players at AA that just look like they're all ready to go. But the problem with the Dodgers in their organization is that their big league club, you're blocked for years. So it would make sense for the Dodgers to give up some of that talent they have in their system. And this is why Wright says the Dodgers can get it done. The question is, do the Dodgers need to get it done? I don't know if they need to, but if they're willing to make a move, then yeah, we'll go with the Dodgers. They've got all the talent. But we're still so far away. We're going to have Scooble on this team for like 50-something days prior to the trade deadline. So he's got, whatever that is, 9 starts that he'll have between now and the trade deadline as a Detroit Tiger.
Well,
more starts.
Yeah, he's probably going to start this weekend. The quotes going around Major League Baseball right now is the Tigers are saying they're not interested in trading him, which is the most meaningless thing. Sure, fine, whatever.
Yeah,
say you now.
Well, yeah, but things can change in a week. Like
100%.
This is why a week later, it's 5 out of 6 games you've won. We're not just there yet, but let this play out for another couple weeks and see where the team is at. My guess is the team is going to be playing better baseball. I don't know if they're going to be playing great baseball, but better than .500 over the next couple weeks. That's right. Entirely possible.
248-539-9797. We talk to you next. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1.